Shalom Aleichem, thank you for joining. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Lamed Zayin, Psachim 37a, pagination page 73. We're going to be discussing matzos and birthday cake. If you can do that in the same breath, I don't know if the children or adults are going to be very happy, matzah, birthday cake, but we'll see that there's a phenomenal connection in this Gemara. Let's start from the fourth line into the wide, towards the end of the line, Tafresh Tanu Rabbanon. Tanu Rabbanon, we learned. Yotzin bepas nekio uvahadra'o. There are different types of flowers, the way they're processed, and you could fulfill your obligation of matzah with them. Uvesrikin hametsuyarim bapesach. As well as formed matzah. Rashi tells us, matzos hametsuyaros, they would make pictures on the matzah. Continues the Gemara, afapi sha'amru, even though they said, ein osin srikim hametsuyarim ba-Pesach, you're not allowed to make such formed matzah on Pesach, because we're worried that there'll be a delay in the processing and it might become chametz. Nevertheless, if someone did do it, you could be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach with it. You're allowed to eat it. And you weren't allowed to do it. But if it's done, if it was done correctly, if you can guarantee that it did not become chametz, so even with these forms, you would be yotzei the mitzvah of Pesach, of matzah. Now, it's interesting that in this one statement, which said two essential things. One, you should not do sirikin formed matzah. And number two, you could be yotzeh the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach with formed matzah. In other words, if you did it, but you weren't supposed to, you could be yotzeh the mitzvah. It's interesting that we could have brought both concepts to peace with each other, so to speak, by saying that there are two different cases. One case is that you made such matzah on Pesach, in which case you were not allowed to do it and were worried it became chametz. And the other case was that you did it before Pesach at a time when you're just as well allowed to make bread, and you're allowed to make matzah, so you can't really complain what the person did. If it turned out to be kosher matzah, so it's acceptable. But the Gemara goes much further. The Gemara is saying that even if you did it illegally, you did it improperly, you could still be yotzeh the mitzvah of matzah, provided that you can guarantee that nothing went wrong. So again, not supposed to do it, but if you did it, you're allowed to eat it for the mitzvah of matzah. Omer Rav Yehuda, Dover zeh sho'a baisus ben zunin lachacham. Baisus ben zunin, who apparently was an expert baker, asked the chachamim the following question. Mepnei ma omru einosim srikim amutziyarim bepesach, why can't I make these formed matzos on Pesach? Omru lo, and they told him, mepnei sho'isha sho'e aleo mecham tzoso. Because the typical woman cooking, baking in her own home, would wait too long to form these fancy matzahs, and it would become chametz. So we don't want anybody doing it. Omar lohem, so this Baisus ben Zunin, this expert baker, said, Efshar ya'asena bitfus. I could make it with a form, so that instantly, I just clamp it closed, the matzah forms to the shape that I want, v'yikavenu, and it should all work out. V'yikaveno kivon, and it'll be perfect. Amru lo, they said to him, Yomru kol asrikim asur masrike baises mutarim. Do you think we're going to allow that everybody's formed matzah is prohibited, but you have a kuntz, you have a trick, and therefore yours is going to be allowed? We understand you have a great strategy, but it's forbidden. It's forbidden for everyone. The way the Mishnah Berurah words it, the person on the receiving end who sees the formed matzah doesn't know how you formed it, and therefore all types of formed matzah are forbidden. Omer Rav Elazar bar Tzadok, Rav Elazar bar Tzadok says, Pamachas nechnasti achar abba leves Rabbi Gamliel, I was once in the house of Rabbi Gamliel, ve'aviu lefanav surikin ametziyarim bepesach, and they found that they were serving formed matzah. Amarti abol lokach omru chachomim, didn't they teach, ein osim surikim ametziyarim bepesach, you're not allowed? Amala b'ni lo shakal adam omru, there's an exception, this is the answer he was given. Ela shal nachtomim omru, they only said this prohibition regarding bakers because bakers are very meticulous, and assuming that they're not this famous Bisus ben Zunin proficient baker, but if they're anybody else, so then they're going to be meticulous in the way they're forming the matzah, and they'll get delayed, and that's why it's prohibited. Ika de Amri, others say it's the reverse. Hachi kamale, lo shenachtamim amru, they never prohibited professional bakers. Ela shakal adam, the problem is the average person who doesn't know, he's not proficient, and he can't do it quickly. Lahalacha, we prohibit both directions, and surikim, the formed matzah, is prohibited. What does this have to do with birthday cakes? So we know that there's an interesting shaila regarding the writing and the forms on top of a birthday cake. Either it says happy birthday somebody or other, or there are all kinds of fancy flowers that are formed. And it's an art. Birthday cakes are an art. The problem is that on Shabbos or Yom Tov, one is not allowed to break letters or pictures. Now, it's a discussion what's considered a picture exactly, but assuming that there are cases of letters and pictures, we have a very distinct shaila which exists regarding birthday cakes. Are you allowed to cut them on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Now, jumping straight ahead to practical, very simple solutions, what some bakeries do is that instead of decorating the entire cake on the cake, they decorate a piece of chocolate, and they place that piece of chocolate on the cake, and the cake itself has very minimal decoration, just some like framing out, some squiggly lines, etc. But essentially, the real decoration that makes it special is on this slab of chocolate. It probably makes it easier for the bakeries also, because they could bake cakes, anticipating someone's going to be coming in for a birthday cake. And then all they have to do is decorate the chocolate and place it on the center of the cake. But what's exactly involved in this shaila? So there are a few levels. The Dagul Merivava, the same as the Noda B'Yehuda, writes that there's a fascinating proof from this Gemara that a certain amount of formed letters are not a problem. One of the ways to illustrate this, I think the tea biscuits, they have the letters actually formed into the tea biscuit itself. The Noda B'Yehuda says that if it's not lettering on the cookie, but rather the cookie itself has been formed with its lettering, so that it's the same medium. It's not one thing on another the way we write, but it's the same medium. He says there's nothing wrong with biting into it on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and you see that as a proof from this Gemara. Because this Gemara was not worried about being Yotze the Mitzvah of Pesach, which is always on a Yom Tov. It's the night of Pesach, Seder night. They were not worried about the fact that you were chewing on Srikim Hamutsuyarim formed matzah, this decorative matzah. That's not what they were worried about. It's not a violation of Shabbos and Yom Tov. They were worried that we didn't want you forming such things because they might become chametz. Clearly, there is nothing wrong with biting into an item with which, in the same medium, in the same matzah, they formed the decoration. The question that we're dealing with regarding birthday cakes is because there's a separate medium called the icing, which is being placed on the cake. So it's similar to writing, where you take ink and put it on paper. And even though the true biblical violation would only be when you write and when you erase in order to form a place on which someone can write again. That's the real violation of erasing, where you leave something constructive, you leave something to be written on. Nevertheless, there's a rabbinic violation whenever you break letters, destroy the written word. But if it's the same medium, the Dagel Merivava says, there's no question that it's permitted, because that's this Gemara of Sirikin. Question would be regarding the icing, which is forming those letters. Number one, are you allowed to cut the letters with a knife? Number two, are you allowed to bite the letters, which is more lenient, because it's derech achila, it's as you're eating it, it's being consumed. And therefore, it's more lenient, and perhaps there wouldn't even be a rabbinic violation in such a case. Again, on the practical level, many people try to avoid the question entirely and put the lettering on a chocolate slab, which remains afterwards. And perhaps they enjoy it after Shabbos, but as far as the decoration goes, it remains decorative and intact throughout Shabbos. Yeshe Koach, have a wonderful day.